The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love this stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. So tell us about this documentary that you've been working on.
Sure thing. It's called Farmland, and it is about a widely unreported issue going on in South Africa right now, and that is the farm murders towards the Afrikaner people. So they are being widely attacked on their farms, murdered, tortured for days in these wicked, wicked attacks. And not only that, but the government has announced that they plan on seizing their farmland and distributing it to other people without compensation.
Why are they being attacked? Is the government attacking them?
Right. There's a very bizarre kind of tribalism as well as Marxist philosophy that goes on in South Africa. And because a lot of the Afrikaner people have wealth as well as have white skin, you get this two-prong issue of very strong hatred towards them for being part of the haves or...
Right. Well, it is striking. I've been to South Africa, and it's striking the difference between the haves and the have-nots. I mean, it's a complete shock to see really...
No middle class.
And the size of the shanty towns, and it's a striking difference.
Absolutely. But the issue, of course, is that the Afrikaner farmers also tend to provide most of the food, much like the farmers in Zimbabwe. And when they drove out the white farmers in Zimbabwe, they crashed their country's economy, and now they're starving. And a lot of those people went to South Africa to try and find wealth. And of course, the fear is that South Africa will become another Zimbabwe as they drive out the farmers.
You think that they would learn, though? You think they would learn from a little bit of history?
You'd think so. I mean, the country luckily just got rid of Zuma, their very, very corrupt president. But unfortunately, every single party that has a shot at winning in South Africa has promised land expropriation without compensation. So Ramaphosa is about to take over. Same thing.
Let's look at the two main reasons why this should matter to the average American. Number one, I would think, because these are people that are suffering. Your fellow human beings, a lot of us have strong faith. So these are people who are suffering. And Lauren, I would think the other reason it should matter is because you're talking about another example of failed government, of failed ways of doing things. Marxism, am I right?
Absolutely. And it's not just what wants to get rid of these farmers. It's not just white Afrikaner people that are going to suffer. I mean, you're going to have millions and millions of people, black and white, that are going to starve, that are not going to have food, that are going to have a failed economy. You already have the Western Cape running out of water, and the media will tell you it's running out of water and say this is a disaster, but they won't tell you it's because the government has implemented very strong Marxist policies where you are only allowed to hire right now 8% white people in your company. So a bunch of companies in the energy sector had to fire a ton of their white employees, leaving them on the streets because they've got this very bizarre reverse affirmative action, which has gutted their energy sector. And now they can't pump water from the ground. And people are dying because of this ridiculous Marxist extreme social justice warrior policies. Like, imagine the government is essentially Black Lives Matter.
No, yeah. You're right. But think about this. Whites are a minority in South Africa. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And one of the arguments was, well, you had a bunch of white people that controlled things. Meanwhile, the populace was mainly not white. This is not right. Majority rule. Yet that is the exact opposite thing we're told in America. The majority of people were white, but you can't have majority rule. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that either one of those are perfect. What I'm saying is the Marxist and progressive philosophies, which are pretty much the same thing, are once again presenting a double standard. to benefit them, whichever they, the people in power, want.
Precisely. And that's the sad thing, though. In the end, it doesn't really benefit anyone. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. I mean, hiring based on merit and the government choosing the best people for the job, regardless of their skin color, I don't care if they're black, yellow, purple, pink, blue. If you don't hire the best person, more and more people are going to suffer. You're going to have a country that doesn't function as well. And of course, the documentary is focusing a bit on this corruption and Marxism, but the crux of it is a lot of this talk from the government of expropriation of land, as well as the EFF, which is a party with 10% of the vote, has even sung on their stage at their meetings, kill the boar, shoot the boar. So kill the white people, shoot the white people.
Wow.
So as well as this rhetoric has led to people being massacred on their farms, along with mistreated by the government. It's just a shocking situation going on there.
Well, and again, I wouldn't support, you know, the white people in power, you know, controlling others. I mean, I wouldn't support that. So really, black, white, other in South Africa or America, I don't support that nonsense. The problem is it always comes down to, hey, those people are keeping you down. You know, give me power and I'll save you. That's always what it comes down to on some level.
Precisely. And, you know, it doesn't. That's exactly it. I wouldn't care if this issue were white people, black people, Asians, whoever being attacked. But this is what causes a crisis as well. It's because it is white people in this case that are being attacked. The international press won't particularly cover it because that's not safe to cover. They think it's some sort of, they think you're some sort of crazy conspiracy theorist or such, even though this is a well-documented thing. Even Genocide Watch has put out warnings, and they predicted things like, they just put it on a stage 5 or 6, I believe, where they say there's extreme oppression from the government going on and murders going on. But the press won't talk about it because we've got this system, even in America and Canada, where we say white people can never be the victim. That's impossible. That racism can never happen against them. But they don't realize that different countries function very differently, especially where whites are the minority.
Why were you so fascinated about this? What triggered you that said, I got to go do something here?
The fact that no one was talking about it. And every single day I was being sent, tweeted, texted, emailed photos of families and people. There's a photo of a little girl that's just stuck in my mind where she had her cheeks cut from her mouth up to her ears, Joker style, four-year-old little girl. And this happens every single day. I spoke to a group called the Blood Sisters, and they created a whole business out of cleaning up these farm murders, and they've had to expand and hire more and more people to work for them because there's not enough people to clean them up every single day. Families, little children being brutally tortured and attacked, and it's just completely unreported. In fact, the government record it as botched robberies. I don't know how.
Oh, nice.
Accidentally rape a family, accidentally torture a family for days, but that's what the government and police are recording. So that is, I think it's just an absolute injustice.
Well, it doesn't sound like a robbery gone right. I mean, I know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just ridiculous. And you know they're doing that because they're just trying to manipulate it, right? I mean, they don't want the truth out.
Right. Well, that's what Marxist governments do. They tweak the facts. They lie until the country is in ruins. And they'll never take credit for that. They'll only take credit for the successes. And it's a brutal, brutal cycle. And no one is going to end up on top here. No one.
So where can people find the film?
Well, you can go to farmland.online to see all the mini videos we put out so far, kind of teasers to the film, and it should be out within the next month, farmland.online.
All right, sounds good. And what I'll do is I'll tweet out a link to it so people can check it out, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Lauren Southern, thanks so much. And the movie again is Farmland, so check it out and we'll tweet out a link to it.
Sounds fascinating.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.